In this bulletin, COVID-19 cases remain high in New South Wales as the ACT enters lockdown. The Taliban continues to make gains in Afghanistan. And in sport, the AFL considers changing its racial vilification policy. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The New South Wales government has ruled out implementing a statewide COVID-19 lockdown for now as the virus continues to spread to surrounding regions. Additional military troops are likely to be called into affected areas of the state and may be used to help administer AstraZeneca vaccines. New South Wales reported 345 locally acquired cases yesterday, with at least 91 in the community while infectious and 2 further deaths. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says there's no plan to implement a statewide lockdown despite a growing number of local government areas affected.
There's a defining difference, I'll put it that way, between New South Wales and the other states, and that is we've always tried to keep as much of New South Wales open as is possible. And we will progressively look at those areas that have problems, but at this stage I don't see any reason, on the advice I've had to date, I don't see any reason why we'd move further than where the problems are likely to be.
Meanwhile, health officials say they're very concerned about the potential spread of COVID-19 among vulnerable communities, with the majority of new cases in Dubbo and Walgett diagnosed in Aboriginal people. The ACT has entered its first full day of a week-long lockdown after reporting 4 local cases of COVID-19. Health authorities say a man in his 20s had spent 4 days in the community while infectious and is thought to have visited 14 locations across Canberra since Sunday. The other 3 cases are all close contacts of the man. Chief Medical Officer Karen Coleman says limiting movement will help reduce further transmission.
We need to allow a 7-day pause. We need to be able to collect the information, we need to be able to work through the situation, and we need to be able to get everybody to stop moving around and see if we can knock this on the head as early as we possibly can.
Meanwhile, the Australian National University has announced that close contacts of a COVID-19 case have been identified at 8 residential halls on campus, with hundreds of students ordered to isolate. Victorian health authorities are concerned after mystery coronavirus cases emerged among 2 unconnected families in Melbourne's north. 3 of the 4 unlinked infections reported yesterday are across 2 separate households in Glenroy, including a child who attends Glenroy West Primary School. COVID-19 commander Jerome Weimer says the families don't know each other and their children don't attend the same school or sports club. The other mystery case, a man who lives in Brunswick East, has some social connections to known exposure sites, and authorities are confident a definitive link will be found in the coming days. The proportion of Australians intending to get vaccinated against COVID-19 has risen over the past few months as swathes of the country have been plunged into lockdown. A survey by the Federal Health Department shows 79% of Australians are likely to get or already are vaccinated, an increase of 9% on the July result. Federal, state and territory leaders will meet today to discuss the pandemic response and receive a detailed update on the vaccine rollout. Overseas now, and Taliban fighters have captured the Afghan cities of Ghazni and Herat in the same day, taking control of 11 provincial capitals in less than a week. The speed and violence of the Taliban's takeover of the country is sparking criticism of United States President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw troops and leave the Afghan government to fight the militants alone. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says additional troops will be sent to the airport in Kabul to help with the movement of embassy staff in light of the security situation.
This is not abandonment. This is not an evacuation. This is not the wholesale withdrawal. What this is a reduction in the size of our civilian footprint. This is a drawdown of civilian Americans who will, in many cases, be able to perform their important functions elsewhere.
The violence in Afghanistan is raising concerns about an oncoming refugee crisis in Europe. Germany, the Netherlands and Switzerland say they won't deport Afghans seeking asylum for now. To sport now, and the AFL is considering reform and improvements to its racial vilification policy, making genuine remorse and education part of the process before lifting a suspension. It comes after AFL Crows player Taylor Walker was banned for 6 games and fined $20,000 for his racist comments towards SAFL player Robbie Young. Port Adelaide defender Ali Ali and Melbourne forward Keziah Pickett have also been targets of online racist abuse in the last few days. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says he's speaking to senior Indigenous players about what the league should do next, but will focus on improving education, ensuring First Nations representation at every club, and requirements for offenders around accountability and contrition. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, a shower or two and 14 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney, similar conditions and 20. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 20 degrees as well. Brisbane, similar conditions and 25. Cairns, there'll be showers and 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News.